This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving away from financials, how about some music? Spotify, the streaming service, is said to be in talks to buy SoundCloud, also a streaming service, but one that depends more on original content. The music streaming space is getting crowded with Apple and Google and Amazon each in or getting in. So Spotify, with about 40 million paid subscribers, needs to grow its base. Enter SoundCloud, where about 175 million people stream audio every month. But as Gigi Dubin reports, not all streaming is alike.
If Spotify is about royalties and record labels, SoundCloud is its hip, do-it-yourself cousin. It's popular with DJs and artists like Kiran Gandhi, who's been a drummer since she was 11. Recently, she posted this percussion edit of a piece called African Flute by DJ Obeya. She says as an artist, she loves the control SoundCloud gives her. She picks the album art, she uploads her tracks, she can take something down in a few days if she gets sick of it.
You can connect with other artists, you can message them, people can message you to book you for gigs directly.
But there's one big downside. Spotify pays, SoundCloud doesn't. But that might change if Spotify takes on SoundCloud and its 175 million monthly users.
Growth and scale seems to be what they're doubling down on.
Casey Ray is media professor at Georgetown University. He says part of growth is users sharing and commenting on tracks. On SoundCloud, users can click on audio and comment at different spots.
Ooh, I like this break. Ooh, I like this chorus. Oh, I hate this part. And I think that's kind of cool.
Whereas with Spotify, there was always that guy who shared every song he was listening to on Facebook. Ryan Martin is senior analyst at ABI Research. He says another thing Spotify wants, podcasts.
SoundCloud has that. Spotify doesn't, at least not to the same extent.
And for them, that could mean even more subscribers and revenue. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.